Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Councilman David O is with us with Dom and Dan here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Councilman, thank you very much. I know you just came out of a meeting, so thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
David, calling for an investigation of SEPTA is so long overdue, even though I would just have it in session forever. I don't know of a more mismanaged outfit, probably, that has that much impact on the public and that much money. And I get it. They have, a lot of interlocking parts there that make it difficult. But why are you calling for that now?
There has been just a surge of deadly violence on SEPTA vehicles, on SEPTA platforms, at stations, and near stations. Mass shootings, 8 people shot, 1 killed, obviously most recently a rape aboard a train station. I mean, this is a huge problem, and I think it is important at this point in time that we call a hearing and seek the honest answers. What is the policy? What is the practice? Why is this happening? It appears, and this is what I'd like to understand, it appears that there's some intentional policy about the fact that there's no police and law enforcement at a time when they are very badly needed, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
David, one thing, because you got a lot of details in what you do. These just come across my desk. We had on Tom Nestle III the other day, who, you know, I've had good relationship with over the years. I don't know his performance. It doesn't seem to be abysmal, but maybe not world class. And he said, we asked the question, Dan and I, in this alleged rape in Upper Darby, you have cameras. There's no expectation of privacy. And he says, yeah, Dom, we have 28,000 cameras on SEPTA. But the cameras on this train, and maybe many trains, David, are not eyeballed by people there. They're archived, a lot of them. And again, with the budget that is enormous, if you can only have a certain number of cops, we get that, you know, the funding and all. The virtual, somebody can be watching a lot of trains at once for something really outrageous and then act on it quickly. I'd like to know how many cameras are archived or not live. And why, given all the money that they get?
Yeah, I think that's an important question. The other thing is this. We had a call over the summer, and that's when I learned that there was an effort to get public safety officers. My first question is, like, with everything that's going on, with all the crime, with, all the harassment and everything else, why public safety officers? I was told, well, this is not reducing the police. This is to give additional eyes and ears. I said, okay, well, let's see how that goes. I mean, I think at this point in time, as you're coming out of a pandemic and, you know, there's a lot of concern about what's happened to many of our platforms and the fact that people are going to start using, but we're going to have school children getting back on public transportation. And with all the violence that has been going on, I think we need additional law enforcement, not public safety officers who are basically eyes and ears and will call the police. We need people to intervene. And the thing about the cameras, you're right. I mean, how many are working? What are archived? But the thing is, when something is happening, we need an immediate response. And what we need is a deterrence, as you know. So the thing is, there's been a lot of talk about, like, you know, focusing resources on murder investigations. Well, that's after the fact. What we're trying to do is we're trying to prevent violence and murders. And in order to do that, we need visible, uniform police who have the power to arrest and can use force when it is required to save lives.
Exactly. Speaking now of those things, David, my buddy, Steve Keeley over at Fox 29 tweeted this out today, and it's been out there. We may have even talked about it with you. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get your sense, or at least to get to the bottom of this. He tweeted out, Philadelphia police reported 3 homicides yesterday, yet only 2 were added to the homicide total for this year. And he was on with us pretty close to when he broke a story of some sources in the police department saying there are a lot of suspicious deaths that are kept on the books that the cops really believe were homicides. And there seems to be an effort to do anything on paper to stay under the 500 number versus doing the things that should be done to actually prevent the homicides. So do you have any questions about the veracity of the number of homicides? Because a lot of us and some police apparently do.
Yeah, I have questions and concerns, and we've seen this in many different formats. I mean, that's why we had a scandal with teachers and principals cheating on student performance. We've had, miscategorization of violent crimes and rapes and murders. You know, that kind of thing does go on. I'm not saying it's going on, you know, right now. It, however, is a concern when the politics of it, particularly tied to a policy, for example, to defund the police, not use the police. I mean, the idea right now that I'm hearing is that there's an effort to deploy police who have no firearms, only tasers. I mean, how effective is that going to be? And who's going to put people out in those dangerous situations ill-equipped to do their jobs? And are they going to do their jobs?
Can I drill down a little bit on that?
Yeah.
Tell me whatever you
sure.
can. Who is efforting this, or, you know, give us what you can as far as positioning? First of all, not enough have tasers in addition to their sidearm. They could have used that with Wallace in West Philly, only 1/3 at one point, and that's still going slowly.
Right.
We're
mm-hmm.
able to operate a taser and have the taser. But where's that coming from? Is it city council that they want them just to have tasers and no weapon? I don't think anyone will be a cop.
Right. So I think it's coming from some council members who have been very much advocates of defunding the police. I think some of it comes from our agencies that appear to look at police as a liability. In other words, why have police? They might do something where we get sued. I think what's missing from this, and of course the administration as well, and the district attorney's office, I think what's missing from this is the idea that one of the most fundamental things government should do, or any entity that is in charge of a society, is ensure that everyone is safe, that they are not in danger, and that we have certain rules that are followed by all for the mutual benefit of all.
Exactly.
And so, you know, this seems to be missing in today's world that we're living in, where I just find it astonishing that the most fundamental and simple things seem to be very difficult for people to get behind. And, you know, I would just say that at least in my experience, which I do live in a high crime area, I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of shootings, and I travel very well through this city. I mean, I have not heard from people who live in poor, violent, crime-ridden areas that they want less police. They want more police. They want visible police. They want responsive police. Nobody wants to be in fear of their life. Nobody wants to be unable to leave their homes. Nobody wants their kids to stay in a bus station with the fear that they might be shot. They want service. They pay for it. They deserve it. They live a life full of misery and the violation of laws and rules that they need in order to have a quality of life. And this is what's missing.
Is that public, though, what you're talking about, this idea of let's take away the sidearm, just tasers? Have they said
no,
that?
No, it's not public. And so let me say this. This is a conversation I had with someone who's quite concerned and has actually spoken to the administration about deploying additional police to protect certain communities. And what I was told is the conversation came down to the deployment of bike police so long as they do not have firearms.
Wow. It's just, you know, what evidence do you need? So Dan tells me what you're pushing for is minimum force training as a solution to this. And I would think in city council, people would be in favor of that. What's the objection to that?
You know, it's interesting to me. The objection is that they already get it, which is not true. The objection is that you cannot actually improve the police department because they are by nature a bad organization, I think. It's hard for me to follow the logic. For example, after Walter Wallace and the fact that the officers did not have tasers, there was an effort to get tasers to police officers, which, by the way, requires maintenance and training and other things. And yet, you know, we had council people vote against, you know, giving them tasers. So they want tasers, but they vote against tasers. And minimum force training is just simply, you know, training your workforce. We are responsible for that workforce. We are responsible, you know, for their safety as well as that of the police. And if you don't train your people, that is your fault. And so this is just a level of training where they know, you know, what their options are, how to use force on a variety of scale levels, where instead of simply going with muscle memory and using maximum force where it is not needed, an elderly person, a young person, something like that, they can scale it because they have the right training, the right mentality, and all that. Now, the question is, if they graduated from the academy, let's say, 8 years ago, and they have shifts, and then they go home, when are they supposed to do this training? Do they pay for it themselves? Are they supposed to do this on their own? What if they get, you know, hurt while they're training? Is there any workers? Like, in other words, if you want a better police force, does it magically appear? Do you cut training, or do you improve training so that you have better service and more confidence from the public in their interactions with their police force?
It's amazing. It is, you're right. They're always talking about more training until it comes time to put the money for it to do it. The bottom line is, seems as if some people in city council do not see the police force as a legitimate organization no matter what you do, and they're buying into this idea of either tasers or social workers or defund the police. I just wish the media would cover it more, put them on the record, continue to ask them about this, and we'll see if you're right. I think you're right. In Philadelphia, people don't want that. It's an obvious thing. You know, they may gripe about some aspect of the police, but they'd like to see more cops in their community because of the violence that's going on that is unbelievable. Parting area, you were one of the two people that voted. I'm not sure who the other one was. Isaiah Thomas. Oh, Brian O'Neill, that's right.
Yes.
In the final analysis. And I know you're a guy that analyzes it and just didn't reject it out of turn. But the media coverage of this is part of the problem. We're not hearing the other side of what this potentially does as far as police stopping a lot of people now that might feel they can travel through Philadelphia with drugs or illegal weapons or whatever.
Right. So, you know, the problem with the bill, first of all, is it's probably preempted by state law. So I don't think it's a legal bill. And I think in the way the bill was written, it realizes that there's a law department. Pennsylvania law requires that when you drive from one part of state to the other part of state, all the motor vehicle laws are the same. They're uniform and enforced that way. The next thing is there's certainly things you can tell city workers to do, but police are different. You cannot simply tell them to get rid of a police report or hide evidence, things like that. They have a different set of standards, and they enforce public safety. Public safety with motor vehicles is very important, and there are some things we can look at, obviously, such as are they registered, inspected, therefore they are, you know, effectively insured. All these things is not to fight crime, per se. It's to make sure that that these vehicles, which can be deadly, are operating properly and within the guidelines that we have for pollution, emissions, safety. And if something is wrong with a certain part of the vehicle, perhaps there are other things wrong. And that's a state law. That's not something we can change. And so trying to create new classifications and say that police officers cannot stop a vehicle that may not be insured, that is not inspected, that doesn't have an emission sticker, those type of things, that I don't believe we can do. Second of all, we should not do. I mean, basically, the complaint is that a police officer stops a vehicle and falsely says it has a broken taillight. Okay, well, you know, the solution to that is to ensure that police officers don't do that. A police officer, if they want to pull someone over falsely, can always say you were driving recklessly or speeding. But I think it is a really wrong idea to then take good police officers who are protecting the public with a legitimate violation and say you can't do that. And to me, when we're talking about what neighborhoods will suffer the most, it's the poor neighborhoods.
Yeah, exactly.
They already have vehicles that are unregistered, uninsured, running through red lights, having all kinds of violations. They have shootings, murders, all kind of crimes, drug dealing. And that's where we put our police, because of the murders, because of the violent crimes. And they, unfortunately, are in our African-American neighborhood. So you're going to have a corresponding number of stops related to that. Now, no one should be stopped for wrongful reasons. No one should be stopped, you know, falsely. However, that's where police are being deployed, because the number one problem in this city is murder. Now people who live in other parts of Philadelphia have criminal problems. They have problems with prostitution, drug dealing. Those are put on a back burner for murder, and that's what is happening. And so, you know, I think it is inconsistent to try to say you're gonna serve a community that wants to be safe, and then at the same time, you know, basically prohibit the police from doing their public safety job when it comes to operating motor vehicles.
Well put. David, thank you very much. Good luck with this, with getting the hearings going on SEPTA, and then we'll talk at that point. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Councilman David O here on Talk Radio 1210. And Dan has been the champion, too, early on. The taser thing with Wallace, was it last year, the summer before, I forget, was a perfect example. Shocking, the only one-third of Philadelphia cops could operate or had taser equipment. Now, Philadelphia City Council is world-class buffoons with racial identity and issues like that at the forefront of their mind every second. There's enough of them. I think Isaiah Thomas is just a perfect example. We'd welcome him on the show to give us the other side of it. These things are very difficult to get these people on. So 855-839-1210. Love to get your reaction to that. Yes, SEPTA, more investigation. How much money? Billions. What's the payoff? Why can't you have cameras that would have stopped this earlier anyhow? People eyeballing that would have sent police there. And by the way, we're working and trying to get that officer on, Dan, who collared two people this week, within a week, except a cop around that. I saw him in some media. It was impressive about how he goes about his job. And more ought to be done to commend cops like that rather than the city council attitude toward them.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.